reason we are. Join me in our call to worship. Then came morning.
Night turned into day. The stone was rolled away. Hope rose with the dawn.
Then came morning.
Shadows vanished before the sun. Death had lost and life had won, for morning had come.
Read with me, Matthew 28:5-6.
But the angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said."
Rejoice, heavenly powers, sing choirs of angels. Jesus Christ, our light, is risen. Sound the trumpet of salvation. Rejoice, O earth, in shining splendor, radiant in the brightness of your sovereign. Christ has conquered. Glory fills you, night vanishes forever. Rejoice, O servant church, exult in glory. The risen Savior shines upon you. Let this place resound with joy, echoing the mighty song of all God's people. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Let us sing Morning Has Broken, the first verse.
Morning has broken like the first morning. Blackbird has spoken like the first bird. Praise for the singing, praise for the morning, praise for them springing fresh from the word.
Sing to God.
For God has done excellent things.
Sing, O heaven, and be joyful, O earth.
For God has comforted the people.
Thanks be to God.
For God has given us the victory.
Sweet the rains new fall, sunlight from heaven, like the first dew fall on the first grass. Praise for the sweetness of the wet garden, sprung in completeness where God's feet pass.
Our responsive scripture reading this morning is Psalm 136, verses 1 through 9 and 23 through 26. And your response, the people's response, "For his steadfast love endures forever." Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
For his steadfast love endures forever.
Give thanks to the God of gods.
For his steadfast love endures forever.
Give thanks to the Lord of lords.
For his steadfast love endures forever.
To him who alone does great wonders.
For his steadfast love endures forever.
To him who by understanding made the heavens.
For his steadfast love endures forever.
To him who spread out the earth above the waters.
For his steadfast love endures forever.
To him who made the great lights.
For his steadfast love endures forever.
The sun to rule over the day.
For his steadfast love endures forever.
The moon and stars to rule over night.
For his steadfast love endures forever.
It is he who remembered us in our low estate.
For his steadfast love endures forever.
And rescued us from our foes.
For his steadfast love endures forever.
He who gives food to all flesh.
For his steadfast love endures forever.
Give thanks to God of heaven.
For his steadfast love endures forever.
Amen. Our gospel reading this morning is actually from John, verses 1 through 18. And not Mark 16. Hear these words from John. Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early while it was still dark and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." So Peter went out with the other disciple, and they were going toward the tomb. Both of them were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. And stooping to look in, he saw the linen clothes lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came following him and went into the tomb. He saw the linen cloths lying there and the face cloth, which had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen cloths, but folded up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who had reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed, for as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their home. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb, and she wept, and as she wept, she stooped to look in the tomb. And she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had lain, one at the head and one at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Having said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing, but did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and that he had said these things to her. A reflection for this Easter morning. Mary came as the inadequate disciple. The world judged her as unworthy. She was said to have been possessed by seven devils before Jesus had healed her, and tradition suggests that perhaps she had been a prostitute. Yet John describes her as the first one to come to the tomb while it was still dark. She stumbled toward faith in the darkness. She did not come with a plan or purpose. She did not even understand what she saw when she got there. She saw two angels, and yet she only saw them as potential sources of information. She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." An empty tomb suggested to her that the body had been stolen. Of all the possible candidates to witness Jesus' resurrection, she was the one God chose as the first witness. She was claimed by faith before she could claim faith. She did not even recognize Jesus when she saw him. To her, he was but a stranger, perhaps the gardener. She asked if he had taken the body away. It was not an affirmation of faith, but only a plea for compassion from the powerless to the powerful. But then she was addressed by name. Hearing God and Christ call out her name filled her with a message of hope. She left the tomb not seeking news, but prepared to announce the good news. She was the key witness to the earthquake of faith. Jesus had risen. The finite reality of death was no match for God. The powerless one became the primary witness to hope for the entire world. We come in the dark, weeping for what we have lost and without any clear sense of direction. God addresses us by name, lifts us up, and fills our lives with new purpose. Let us sing our third verse of Morning Has Broken.
Morning has broken.
I'm sorry.
Mine is the sunlight. Mine is the morning. Born of the one light, Eden's the play. Praise with elation. Praise every morning. God's recreation of the new day.
Let us pray. Christ is risen. Mighty God, we have no words that can express your power and our awe. Blessings and honor and glory and power be yours, Almighty God, forever and ever. All creation sings the glory of the risen and victorious Son. We are free from the power of sin and death. Mighty God, we have no words that can express your power and our awe. But with adoring hearts, we now affirm.
Christ is risen. You raised him from the dead.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And let us pray as Jesus taught us, saying,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
Amen. Go into the world. God is there before you. Christ has fought and conquered there. Eternity has broken into time. The future is secure. Go into the world with God's new song of love in your hearts. Forgive others as you are forgiven. Open your hearts to the coming of God's Spirit. And may the peace of God, which exceeds all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Jesus, our risen Christ. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. Word.